this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker on today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with Elijah Verhagen, who is running for Senate District R. Welcome, Elijah, and I want to start just by asking you, what are your goals in running?
Yeah, thanks. Good morning, Doug, and I appreciate this opportunity. So I have a lot of goals in running, actually. I have been in district, part of District R, for many years. And our current senator, the incumbent, is Click Bishop. I'm running against him. And he's largely been unopposed since he's gotten in there for 10 years. So I'm for term limits. 82% of Americans support term limits, as do I. I really want to push an eight-year term limit bill. That would be two sessions as a state senator. And I feel like if you can't get what you want done in 8 years, it's probably best to not just become a career politician. Working in Juneau as a staffer, on and off for seven sessions like I did for four different legislators, I kind of noticed the longer a politician was in, the more they'd start voting the way their special interest money, et cetera, was coming in and less in touch with us, the voters. And so I jumped in to give people a conservative Republican choice. I'm endorsed by the party. He's actually been censured by three of our Republican districts in Fairbanks. I've been endorsed by four of them and the state party. I really want to fight for things like I'm very pro-life, and that's important to me, with Roe versus Wade being overturned finally and correctly sent back to the states to have the discussion where it belongs. That's a big thing that's going to be this session, and I'm standing strong for life. I think it's a human rights violation when we deny human beings that first right to life. You can't pursue liberty or happiness if you don't even have life granted to you. So that's important to me. I'm going to be fighting for fiscal conservative principles. One of the things that I'm pushing is after 90 days, which is what the voters voted for sessions to be, and of course they usually go 120 days or well over that, in Juneau, I would like to end per diem for legislators after the 90-day session if they're not done with the operating budget. There's some games that get played down there. I've seen for many years and many sessions. And when a lot of them are making over $300 a day in per diem, there's little incentive for them to hurry up and get things done and go home. And a lot of times it's just waiting games with the governor or the other body. And I think that ending per diem at 90 days, if the operating budget isn't passed, would kind of help that. A lot of energy things I'm working on. Fish, moose population decline is huge, and that's something I have some ideas, and I'm looking to push to help restart boosting our fish and our moose populations. But yeah, so I have a lot of goals, but I appreciate the question.
In a number of races, we have more than one candidate who is affiliated with the same party, and that happens here as well. So I think it's helpful to ask, why are you running for the Republican Party that you're affiliated with?
Perfect. Yeah, good question. So if any of you guys, I know you're 4.5 hours from Fairbanks, but if you drive around Fairbanks, Click Bishop signs are with all of the liberals. He votes like a liberal. He's been a very moderate R for years, and his voting record shows that. He shot down Shelley Hughes's bill that would have protected our girls and women in their sports and in their bathrooms and everything from transgender biological males claiming to be women. And he voted against it to table and shut that down with some of the other Democrats. That is not a conservative thing to be doing. He has trying to increase taxes on the people. He carried a bill, SB 115, 2 years ago, that would have put a 16 cents per gallon fuel tax on all Alaskans. And imagine if that would have passed right now. That'd have been horrible. So I am a fiscal conservative. I have been endorsed, like I said, by the Republican State Party and also four of the six Republican districts in Fairbanks, whereas he has been censured by three and not endorsed by the state party. So it's very clear when you have Bill Walker backing, and literally when we were campaigning on the primary, I was on one side of the street holding my signs. He was on the other side for a while holding his own sign, a Lisa Murkowski sign and a Bill Walker sign. So that's not a Republican thing to do. And so, yes, I'm running to to actually get a conservative Senate and Republican Senate majority in the Alaska State Senate.
What distinguishes you from the candidates that you're running against?
If you look at our APOC donation filing reports, which we're, you know, we have to do, which is good, almost all of my funding has come from the people in my district, most of it, and a few people outside of the district, friends and supporters, but most of it is from people within the district, and almost all of it is from people. I have a little bit coming in from the Republican Party and a few other small groups that have been sending me money recently. But if you look at my opponents, almost all of it is union bosses. You know, I have brothers in the union. I am not against the unions by any means, but when union bosses take money from union employees and then give it to Democrats or people to vote like Democrats, it's concerning to me. You look at our different APOC filings, and his are almost all special interest money, a lot of it from outside of the district, whereas mine is coming mostly from the people that are going to be voting to elect us. And so that's a big distinguisher. Again, I'm a conservative. I'm for a full PFD. He has been continually voting against a statutory PFD and helped in 2018 pass SB 26, which started digging more and more and more into the people's money. I say don't touch it unless we have a vote of the people statewide to change the formula.
What steps should Alaska take to improve its economic condition?
So we definitely need to be pushing responsible oil and gas development, responsible mining. Some of the stuff that, unfortunately, our president is very against right now, and that's really hurting us. But we're going into winter with extremely high gas prices, heating fuel prices, and it's going to be painful. So we could start with a full PFD from here on out. Fantastic this year that it was still not quite a full PFD, and they had to throw in a little energy relief handout instead of just voting to give the people their full PFD, which would have been a little bit more. But we, from here on out, we should be giving the people a full PFD unless it changes. That can help economically. Most of that money goes right back into our heating bills and, getting ready for winter and other stuff that the people year-round are spending in the economy. We need to be doing more timber. I'm a contractor. I've done construction most of my life. The high lumber prices have really inhibited many people from building new homes and a lot of new building, commercial buildings, etc. So I flew out to Galena, which is part of our massive district. You fly along the Yukon River with good access. There is timber all up and down there that the state could be working to do some land leases or incentives for lumber industries, which I've heard there's a lot of people I've talked with actually that would like to do more of that instead of importing 90% of our lumber. There's a big mining Manh Choh project next to Tok and Tetlin that's bringing in a lot of jobs and is going to bring in some revenue to the state and the economy for sure. So those are some projects that we really should be looking at and helping responsibly do, because we're said it's in our Constitution we're supposed to responsibly be developing our resources. And so that's some of the things I'm going to be pushing.
Looking forward, how do you think the state should handle the PFD?
As of right now, like I said, and it's always been this way for me, it has worked well all the way till 2016 when Bill Walker cut it in half. And then in 2018, Senate Bill 26 was passed with Clint Bishop and others. And now it's, okay, let's spend on government and whatever's left we'll give to the people. It shouldn't be that way. It should be pay the people a full PFD first, and then, you know, use the rest on, you know, the budget gaps, etc. And for years now, it's a political football in Juneau of how little can we give to the people. I mean, remember last year's PFD, it was about $1,000, just over. That's it. This year, because of an election year, it's higher, right? But we need to remember that many of these people, including Click, have that $1,000 mentality so they can use more of the money for the people. If it needs to change the formula to be sustainable in the future, I'm okay with having that discussion. But again, everyone has a vested interest, and so everyone should get a vote. And therefore, I would push that it would go on a statewide ballot if we change the formula so everyone gets to say, see the numbers, and say, hey, okay, maybe we should. We don't want this to dry up. But at least then everyone has a choice on and a say on their money instead of just the legislature ignoring the law that they did a conflicting law a couple years back. So that's my stance on the PFD.
Anything just briefly you wanted to say in closing?
Absolutely. Yes, thank you so much. I'm actually coming out to Glen Allen on Friday. I'll be there this Friday from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the Glen Allen Senior Center. Please come over. We have some light refreshments. I'll be speaking, and I'd love to shake your hand, get to know you a little bit more. I'll have signs, and we really need to get voter turnout in the next month, November 8th. And I'd love to see you there. Also, my website is verhagenforsenate.com. You can go there and donate if you'd like. That'd be fantastic. I got my platform on there. And then follow me on Facebook or Twitter and Instagram. And I really, again, appreciate the time. Hopefully see you Friday.
All right. Well, thank you, Elijah.
Thank you.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.